So the question was asked about the story of the oil lasting 8 days and its validity. So let's analyze it a little bit, and then let's analyze why I'm so amazed when you tell me that the reform movement and conservative movement don't like this story. The story is quoted in a Braisa, in a Tanaic quote in the Gemara. It is also quoted in Megillas Tanis, if I'm not mistaken. It is quoted in Megillas Tanis, which is one of the earlier Tanaic quotes that we have that was compiled during the period of the Second Temple. And that we have quotes from it in the Gemara, and we have the full Megillas Tanis. I have copies at home if you want. I could lend it to you. If I'm not mistaken, it's quoted there. But it's definitely quoted from a Tanoic quote in the Gemara. We know that Tanoic quotes were checked for their validity. Much of the Tanoic quotes we had were discarded. Our rabbis didn't consider them valid. Even Tanoic quotes that are quoted in the Gemara, sometimes the Gemara says, we don't accept the validity of this quote. And this story happens to be quoted in a Tanoic quote that the Gemara authenticates. That's one. Why am I so excited when you tell me that they don't like it? That goes into the deeper understanding of the miracle of that vessel of oil lasting 8 days. What are we celebrating on Hanukkah? So we could, if we wanted to, strengthen their question by pointing out that in our prayer we don't mention the oil. When we say Allah Nisim, what do we say? We praise Hashem for the great miracles that Hashem made, and we mention how we didn't stand a chance at this war, and nonetheless God allowed us to win this war, and we entered and purified the temple and lit lights. Doesn't mention there that the oil lasted 8 days. So that's a question that's been posed long before they came along. What are we celebrating on Hanukkah? So the Gemara begins with that question. The Gemara says, "My Hanukkah." Because of what miracle was Hanukkah instituted? The Gemara says that when we fought the Greeks, we entered the temple, and we discovered all the oils had been defiled. There was no pure oil to light the menorah with. And finally they found one vessel of oil that was somewhere hidden in the ground or something. They could tell no one had moved it. And it was sealed with the special ring of the Kohen Gadol. And there was only enough oil to light for one day. And a miracle happened. It lasted for 8 days. And in future years, they decided that they're going to institute Hanukkah as a commemoration for that miracle. So the Gemara asks, "My Hanukkah." What does it mean? How come the Gemara is asking? For what purpose did they institute Hanukkah? We don't find about Purim that the Gemara asked that. What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara says that women are also obligated in lighting the candles of Hanukkah. Why? She'afen ayu botanis. They were also part of the miracle. Now ask yourself, if it's so clear that lighting Hanukkah candles is a commemoration for lighting the menorah in the temple, that we had a miracle that lasted 8 days, so who lights the menorah in the temple? The Kohen. Kohen Gadol lights it. So who's he lighting it for? The whole Jewish people. So either say only the Kohanim have to keep Hanukkah, or all the Jews. But why should women not be obligated in Hanukkah? What are they different than any other Jew? No Jew lights the temple menorah. The Kohen Gadol lights the temple menorah. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, women also are obligated in Hanukkah. She'afen ayu batanes. They too were part of the nes. Explains Rashi, why were they part of the miracle? Because initially the decree was such that every virgin, before she could marry her spouse, had to be taken first to the viceroy, the representative of the Greeks, and he'd have her first. No man could marry a virgin. He gets every girl first. And when we overtook, when we destroyed, when we got rid of the Greeks on Hanukkah, so then the women were also rescued from this terrible decree. So the question is, wait a second. We said we light Hanukkah candles because of the miracle. And why are women also obligated in Hanukkah candles? Because they were also redeemed by the war. Wait, why am I lighting Hanukkah candles? Because of the menorah or because of the war? So we see that part of the commemoration, part of the idea of lighting the Hanukkah candles, is also commemoration for the war. We see that's built in, that's intrinsic, and the Gemara seems to be saying they weren't fighting the war, why should they be lighting Hanukkah candles? They weren't a part of that redemption. We see that lighting Hanukkah candles has to do with the war as well. The celebration of Hanukkah is different than any other celebration, in that in Mitzrayim they tried to kill us. In Purim they tried to kill us, the Persians. But Hanukkah, the Greeks weren't trying to kill us. The Greeks said, live, we want you to live, we want you to be part of us. Just get rid of this thing called Judaism, stop circumcising your kids, stop doing this abomination, defiling the beautiful human body that we all admire. The Greeks were admiring the human body, and they said, look at what you're doing, you're ruining it, you're circumcising the children. Don't do that. So they decreed you shouldn't do that. Every Jew has to inscribe on the oxen's horns that they have no portion with the God of Israel. That every Jew has to inscribe that in their ox that they use every day to plow with has to be inscribed on its horns that they have no portion in the God of Israel. That's what they wanted. Stop keeping this Shabbos. Why do you take this day off? Jews, why do you purify and say the home is such a pure thing? Every Jew had to take the door off his home. So there would be no privacy. There was no such thing as a private bedroom. One of the decrees that the Greeks instituted was no privacy. Take off all the doors off your homes. So the Greeks were coming and trying to take all the holiness, all the purity, our performance of mitzvos according to our tradition. That's what they tried to take away from us. And they weren't trying to kill us. They killed any Jew that wouldn't go with their decrees. But they said, if you stop circumcising your kids, we'll let you live. Stop keeping Shabbos, we'll let you live. They weren't interested in killing us. They were interested in getting rid of Judaism. And when we overcame the Greeks, we entered the Temple Mount and found everything defiled. What was it so defiled by? Who defiled it? With what was it defiled? Was it defiled with dead people? Doesn't seem that way. What was it defiled by? By a rabbinic decree that when a non-Jew touches a food item, he makes it defiled. Could the rabbis have lit the candles on the Temple Mount, the wicks, the menorah? The halacha says that the liquids that are on the Temple Mount do not become tamei. That was the opinion that was prevalent at the time. Liquids become tamei, not in the Beit HaMikdash. Mashkevet nitachaya, the liquids in the Temple Mount don't become tamei. So what's the problem? What are they looking for a pure vessel for? We'll go one step further. Let's say the halachic ruling at the time was that the liquids do become tamei because maybe the area did not have the laws of a temple after it's been defiled and destroyed by the Greeks. So maybe you say the temples are defiled. Let's just say we have a halacha tuma. When everyone's tamei, after the war with the Greeks, everyone was tamei. So the Torah permits us to do things when we're all defiled and we're tamei. So light the wicks. They're tamei. Big deal. You're permitted to use things that are tamei when everyone's tamei. Good questions, no? So the Maharal, among others, explained that the idea of Hanukkah is that we connect to the performance of mitzvah with our tradition in the highest sense. The fact was they could have gotten away with doing things differently, but they didn't want to. They said, we have a tradition, this is the way it should be, and we want to stick to our tradition to the T. And that's why Hanukkah, when we light the candles, we're not only showing that we overcame the Greeks. The Gemara says, for which miracle? There were so many miracles in that victory of Hanukkah. For which miracle do we celebrate Hanukkah, the Gemara asks. The Gemara's answer is, we celebrate Hanukkah because we were able to maintain our tradition, we were able to maintain the purest performance of the mitzvot. And it's interesting that people who want to take away from our tradition have an issue with that specific point, which the Gemara says, which if you understand it with its depths, you start realizing that it's not just a question of that this oil lasted 8 days. It's a point that we were able to perform the mitzvot in the purest fashion, that they wanted to perform the mitzvot in the purest fashion. And that's why I found it so amusing that they want to take away from that specific point, because it's true, it should bother them. That's one of the points that strengthens our tradition in the oral law. That's one of the things we're really celebrating on Hanukkah, and that's one of the things that they have peeves with. Okay, it doesn't surprise me that they want to undo it. Quite the contrary. It's amusing that, again, someone wants to do it with it. Okay. So, but we've only scratched the surface. If you want, there's a beautiful class by Rav Herschel Schechter on the web at yutorah.org on Hanukkah, where he deals with the connection between our adherence to the oral law and our tradition in understanding the oral law and the miracle of Hanukkah. He goes into all the depths. We just scratched the surface. He has an hour-long class just on this point. Clear? Are these on this point? No.